Welcome, listeners, to the Stories, Fables, Ghostly Tales podcast. Today, my lovelies, I have two listener stories. Oh, yes. My favorite kind of stories. There is nothing better than having a listener send in their scary or paranormal accounts, scary stories, or even myths. And in today's episode, I have two gems for your lovely ears. Our first story is by Asmar, titled Nightmare Lagoon, which is comprised of two parts, and a third will be on its way. The second story is titled Project 26145, We've Found a Monster, by Shout202, inspired by the SCPs that I've done on this podcast. Isn't that brilliant? And by all means, listeners, if you have a story, send it straight to me via email. storiesfablesghostlytales@gmail.com. Not only will I narrate it, turn it into a mini audio drama, but I'm open for a chat and love hearing from you. And many do. But I have had listeners think that they're bugging me or annoying me when they send me stories or emails saying hi. Mates, I love hearing from all of you, so please don't think twice about contacting me. Now, turn the lights off, drink some of your Earl Grey, and get ready for something different. Nightmare Lagoon, Part 1, by Asmar. My dad owned a lagoon, but it got shut down after he abandoned it, leaving me, a 10-year-old boy, behind. He was called a kind man, and would treat kids who fell accidentally. Everyone thought he was such a good person, but to me, he didn't have a glimpse of kindness. He made me do bad things, things that hurt people. He would tell me to replace people's tanning oils with the classic cooking oils. He was twisted in his own special way. The swapping of the oils would have our visitors half-cooked, and they would be taken to the hospital. The most disgusting thing that still sickens me to this day is that he used to tell me to go meet some other boys younger than me and bring them back to our cabin, which was a little further away from the lagoon. He would then cut locks of their hair and put them in a jar, and told them that the fairy would come and put $2 under their pillow tonight, and made them promise not to tell their parents or anyone. If I refused to do what he told me, he would beat me and have me sleep outside. Why he did that or why he wanted their hair is still a mystery to me. When night falls, the lagoon water is the most frightening place to be. It didn't have its glow and sparkles that the sun reflection provided in the morning day, and it wasn't blue anymore. It was flat, black, and haunting. The type the typical lagoon monster would emerge from. That is just something fake, right? The lagoon monster, I mean. Or maybe it's not. Because I'm under the control of one, and that one is my dad. He lurks out of the house at times, claiming he's going for a walk. I hear him mumbling to himself like a crazy person. The lagoon looks scary at night. But my dad looked even scarier. And that very same lagoon would shut down shortly after they found the body of a 6-year-old boy which looked like he'd been murdered, not killed accidentally, or by chance within the lagoon waters. They had found my dad's DNA on the child, and he fled before they could catch him. I am now alone, and have been placed in an orphanage. 10 years pass. A thought crossed my mind when I was going to bed. It's been 10 years since I've seen my dad and visited the lagoon. I wonder how it looks now. Ever since I've left, I completed primary school and graduated from high school alone with no family. I live alone in an apartment in the city, wanting to take the next step and go to college. I roll over in my bed thinking about my dad and where he is. The police never caught him, and he's still roaming around somewhere still loose. My dad is dangerous, and I hope I never see him or meet him after what he did to me, and that poor child. I began to slightly doze off, and I closed my eyes and called it a night. The next morning, I woke up to the sound of my alarm. I left around 2 p.m. that day, and as I got up, this thought ran through my head. Okay, this is it. I'm going to visit that nightmare of a place today. Arriving at the lagoon, which was about an hour's drive, I parked my car in the parking lot, which was quite a distance from the place itself. The trees were tall and branches overgrown, covering the outside world's sunlight when you entered it. Still not sure if I should do this, I clutched my phone close to me and headed in. Going deeper inside, the fun water toys and slides started appearing in front of me. Their colors red, yellow, blue, all faded, and they looked haunted and worn out, even in the daylight. Man, I remember it just like yesterday. These were the toys I would always play in, even after closing hours. And I would have the best time all alone, without the visitors noisily talking and shouting. The water surrounding them used to be so clear and crystalline blue. But now, they were green, and swampy mold engulfed the beauty it once had. The office, located nearby, sent chills through me. It felt like my dad was in there still watching me, or watching his victims back then. I shrugged the feeling off and continued exploring the area. Sun recliners were scattered around the water, their yellow and white stripes faded, and the white metal rusted. Umbrellas and rubbish were scattered everywhere, and the sound of insects was loud and clear. I sat on one of the swings, kicking at the dirt below me. I stopped, frozen in fear, when something was revealed just below me, buried shallow beneath the bark, my feet still hanging in the air, because I was too afraid to put them down again. A black hair clip was wedged between the dirt, and a long strand of blonde hair attached to it, stained with what seemed to be dried blood. And I swear, I could see some of the girl's scalp hanging at the top of the roots which used to be attached to her head. I nearly vomited at the sight. I got up so quickly and moved to the other side of the lagoon where the office was located. Breathing heavily, I decided that I didn't want to be here anymore. This place was my nightmare because of the stuff I've experienced, caused by my dad. I shifted slowly but steadily through the thick trees, stopping in my tracks, when I heard crunching behind me, but the steps kept coming closer and faster, like their intention wasn't to be hidden or unnoticed. Too afraid to look back, I started to quickly run. I hid behind the large tree and peered from behind it, taking glances at the open forest to see what I supposed was chasing me. Right there in front of me was something I couldn't make out. Someone who wore a mask but looked completely inhuman. They looked frustrated, like they've lost something, and they came closer. As they came closer, I could make out that they were holding something long and silver. It was a knife! Shit, what am I going to do? I have to get out of here fast. I glanced again from behind the tree. They were looking for something, and they were disappearing into the distance. I did the same, wanting to get to my car. This was it. I had to make a run for it. My stomach was churning and my legs felt weak, but I was still determined to get out of here. Sweaty patches were forming under my arms. Why did I think this was a good idea? I cursed at myself. Breathing heavily, it took me 10 minutes before I reached the parking lot where my car was the only car, isolated in its box. As I reached closer to my car, longing to be in my cozy apartment, remembering all the times I was watching movies and eating popcorn, the serenity that my carefree time had given me. And then, only for it to be interrupted by a shadow emerging from the front of my car, revealing who it belonged to in just seconds. It was a person, but they were wearing a different mask and tapping on my car with a long hunting knife. And this concludes part 2 out of a 3-part series titled The Nightmare Lagoon by Asmar. I'll let you all know when part 3 comes my way. Our first story is by Shout 202, titled Project 26145. We've found a monster.
Audio entry 1, day 1.
We have discovered a monster. My job is to take report on the monster's reactions and habits. This job is very stressful. But allow me to introduce myself. My name is Joseph Cameron. Of course, I have to be at a desk within 30 meters of the beast, so it's almost always staring at me. There have been no reactions yet, so no data regarding monster reactions. We've even tried lowering the temperature to 0 degrees Celsius. Again, no response. This troubled all of our team. We need to find out what its weaknesses are, and what will provoke it. And most of all, its intentions.
Audio entry 2, day 4.
A guy I've never seen before just went into the containment cell. He went in trying to communicate with it, and then he passed out several minutes later. He came out looking scared, like the monster did something to him. But it appeared that the beast just stood there, emotionless. This entry is to tell you that I may not be around here very long, so in case I can't handle the truth, I beg you to put this somewhere safe, somewhere where nobody can find it. But today's files have... Wait. What? No. 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 All my work. No, it's all gone. This is impossible. Only I knew the password. The backup should... What the... What happened? Wait. Oh.
Hey, Joseph. What are you doing here this early?
Oh, hey. Just fallen asleep.
Audio entry 3, day 35.
The monster seems to have a new look. Almost like fear? Or perhaps hate? Probably towards me. But all the data I'd recorded is gone. All of it. I'm starting to have my suspicions that the monster can erase my data, so I started to use good old pencil and paper. I ran my research to my boss, and he immediately asked why I hadn't emailed him, but I said that my report would explain. I started my recording right when I got back. I'm still not sure if the monster will tamper with my record... If...
Audio entry 4, day 50.
I finally got time to look over my recordings and found that entry 3 had been tampered with, but I can't repair it. My boss wants me to go into the containment cell. I guess he noticed how the creature looks at me almost all day. I agreed to do that, especially because it seems like it's more scared of me than I am of it.
Audio 5, day 51.
It's time. I am nervous about this, especially what happened to the new guy on the fourth day. He never came back after that, so not looking forward to this.
Okay, he's going back.
Audio entry 6, day 75.
Well, I'm back. I can't explain what it showed me. I can only express the feeling, the pain. I know what I must do. I feel so much guilt, so much fear of what I had done. I can't stand life anymore. Oh my God! Oh my God! Everyone, get over here and help me!
Lift him up! Lift him up! Lift him up!
And this concludes Project 26145. We've found a monster. Thank you so much, Asthma and Shout 202. Listener stories are just great. Tomorrow, I have a set of stories that are very, very different. I can't let you know exactly what they are, but they are confidential and definitely unique. They are also true, and they are not Let's Not Meet stories. With that in mind, tomorrow's stories will be far more serious in nature. So join me then for stories set to chill you to the bone. And on that note, it is that time. This is the place where stories live, and you Towntellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.